that the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. are Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school.
God bless you.
Hope the word proclaimed truth, power, and anointing bless your heart. If you do not know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of your sins, repeat these words, Romans 10 and 9, that if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. You are now members of the body of Christ. You need prayer, phone me, 318-503-4710. God bless you until we meet again.
He's coming. Oh, he's a wonder in my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
And I just showed you how to get peace. And the Bible says that a man have joy by the answer of his mouth. You got to say you got it. You got to say you got it. You got to say the joy of the Lord is my strength when you ain't got no joy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 says, my brethren, count it all joy. This scripture go right along with John 6:33. When he says, be confident, be of good cheer, be undaunted. Be confident, have joy, be courageous, not fearful. My brother, count it all joy when you're surrounded by diverse temptation. Knowing this, how many of y'all know this yet? How many of y'all know this? See, if you don't know it yet, you're going to have trouble counting it all joy. You got to know this. There's some things you're supposed to know. There's some things you're supposed to be convinced about that you have no doubt about. Knowing this. Look at your neighbor and say, you better know this. look at your other neighbor and tell him. Say, you better know this. That's what James told him, man. James said, you better learn some stuff here now. He said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptations. The Amplifier says, consider it wholly joyful, my brother, whenever you are enveloped, when you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Amen. So when you're going through a trial, you got to be patient. Patient means to be constant, to be unchanging. In other words, I'm going to act on the word if it's sunshine. I'm going to act on the word if it's snowing. I'm going to act on the word if the rain coming down. You know, I'm going to act on the word if the wind blowing hard. It don't matter what the situation is, I'm just going to be a doer of the word. That's what patience is. Yes. To be constant, to be steadfast. Glory to God. Glory. That's what he said right there. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. See what it'll take you to? Bring you to a place where you lack nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Sound like a man fearing God right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, in other words, you don't know how to count it all joy. You ain't learned yet how to count it all joy. You got trouble, but you don't know how to count it all joy. You say, how can I be joyful when everything going bad? Y'all better get out of my face with all that joy stuff, bad as I feel. See, that's somebody that ain't got their mind renewed. When you don't have wisdom, you say, I'm supposed to be, I don't feel good about what I'm going through, but I'm supposed to be counting it all. You know you're supposed to be counting it all joy and then don't know how to do it. Well, how I count this all joy? He didn't say it would be joy. He said, consider it joy. So in other words, you had to look at it and say, nah, I'm going to consider this joy. I'm just finna give God thanks. And if you don't have wisdom, you say, now, Lord, I need some wisdom right now. Show me how to count this all joy. You know what I'm going through. Give me your wisdom right now. And the Bible says, if you ask for wisdom, you're going to get wisdom. The Bible says he upbraided not, and it'll be given. That means he ain't going to fuss at you. He ain't going to treat you bad. He ain't going to slap you down. I'm going to get out of my face asking for it. No, he's willing to give to you whatever you need. He said, but let him ask in faith. He does have a condition. See, anything you get from God, you got to get it by faith. Amen. Let him ask in faith. Nothing doubt it. That means don't doubt it. Just believe wisdom going to be imparted. See, some people will believe for a little while, and then they'll stop when things don't change. But where's your endurance then? Where your patience at? Where your steadfastness? You can't just believe for 3 days and put 3-day limit on God. Well, Lord, if I ain't got it by 3 o'clock on Thursday evening. Y'all know how we put them time limits on? We might not even say it and say, no, you know, I believe I got wisdom. I believe I got the answer. I need some thing right here. Now, I ain't for no long, drawn-out thing. And then you start praying like this. Lord, answer me speedily. I need one of them speedy answers. Hey, that test is supposed to be working in you some endurance. If you ain't got no patience, that's why you got a test. You ask God for patience, here come the test. Lord, I need to be more endurance. All right, he gonna send some stuff to try you. Praise God, but you gotta count it all. You gotta learn to count it all joy. You just gotta start dancing, even when you don't feel like it. If you can't do them, but raise one foot. I'm counting it all joy, one at a time. Count it all joy. And you keep doing that, and then all, you know, you get a, oh, whoa. Feel my help coming on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I did that day in the house in the CC. I walked through the house, I just started singing loud. Start dancing a little bit. Glory to God. Get off me. They tell you, get that devil out of here. If you do you good just to dance sometimes. If you can't just move something. Count it all joy. Give you more grace. Boy, you really get to going. All right, count it all joy. That's one of the cures for a troubled heart is you got to stay joyful. Amen? You got to stay joyful. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Now turn to Psalm 28. We almost finished. Praise God. I like this one here. Boy, because I tell you, when you... when you're trying to make decisions about your life, the decisions got you all wrapped up and you don't know what to do and you don't know what the future holds and your heart's starting to get troubled because you have uncertainty in your future, I'm going to tell you, get over here in Psalm chapter 28. Boy, I tell you, let it minister to you and you minister to the Lord. Look at verse number 6. Blessed be the Lord because he have heard the voice of my supplications. Now you see, now that's prayer right there, ain't it? You see that? See, all of these are intertwined together. That's why I say any one of them can deliver you, I mean, can bring you out. But the Holy Ghost, when you start yielding to him, boy, he started adding some weapons. He started putting some things in there. You don't even know they're flowing together, just like your hand. See, you might be able to whoop something with one finger, but it's a whole lot better if you can do this right here.
Yes, indeed.
You know, you don't want to go with nobody in a fight. Look, don't, boy, don't. Hey. You know what? Ain't nobody going to be, yeah, but if I do this here, or if I say, don't mess with me. God started adding all these things. He started putting them all together for you. You don't even know he's just doing. He's just working all. He got you praying. He got you rejoicing. He got you being confident. He's sending somebody there confirming the word to you. I mean, he started working everything before you know it. Man, you got a different outlook about that thing. All right, look what he says right here. He says he was so happy. He was happy. He said, blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Now, supplication, that word means an earnest, sincere, humble request. There's no pride in it at all. There's no bigotry in it. There ain't no arrogance in it at all. You go before the Lord and say, Lord, I need some help. Hallelujah. I'm asking for help. That's a supplication. When you make a request from your heart, say, Lord, I really need some help. I'm asking you, give me more grace. Help me, Jesus. Please. That's a supplication. And he hears the supplication. He hears the prayers and he hears the supplications. And the help is on the way. In fact, the help already been there all along. Help already there. You just can't see it yet. Before I call, he say, here I am. Praise God. Now look at this next verse. The Lord, now see he's making a confession now. So a confession of faith is also a powerful weapon against a troubled heart. Because now he's going to make a confession. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Now, I ain't read nowhere in this psalm where the Lord told him that, hey, I'm your strength, I'm your shield. I ain't read that. But he knows. See, he got a relationship. He said, now, wait a minute. I got strength and I got a shield. A shield is for protection. Strength is for you to be able to perform. So while you're performing, you got a shield around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Listen to this. My heart trusts in him. What your heart doing?
Trusting.
Your heart's doing what?
Trusting.
Oh, your heart not troubled no more. Amen. See, either your heart going to trust or your heart going to be troubled. Right? Your heart is going to lean toward the trouble or it's going to lean toward the trust. And you are the deciding factor. So you had to say, my heart trusts in you. And what? I am helped. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced. What the heart doing now?
Joy.
Ain't that joy?
Yeah.
You see all these working together now? You see that? He said they all have a party. Right? My heart is trusting and my heart is rejoicing. My heart's not troubled. My heart's not fearful. My heart's not frustrated. My heart's not full of anxiety. My heart's not worried. My heart is trusting. That means my heart's at peace. My heart's full of joy. My heart's rejoicing. My heart's got confidence. My heart's full of faith. Hallelujah. My heart, I trust him, I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. He is the saving strength of his anointing. God comes to our rescue. When I didn't know what the future was going to hold for me, in 1999, I didn't know what the end was going to be. And, you know, I hung around Psalm 27, Psalm 23, but I believe the Holy Ghost took me to Psalm 28. And I read that, and it went off in me. I say, that's, and I made a decision. I will trust God. He is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. I knew that's what I had to do. I said, I got to get my heart to a place where it's really trusting God, where it's got confidence in God, where it's not doubting God at all. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, with my song, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. So now you see the rejoicing, you see the praise, you see all of that wrapped up in this scripture right here. Everything I've been telling you about the troubled heart. He put them all together right here in this little two scriptures right here. Listen to what the Amplified says. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their unyielding strength, and he is the stronghold of salvation to me, his anointed. Save your people and bless your heritage. Nourish and shepherd them and carry them forever. Amen. Praise God. I'm in the hands of God forever. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm in the hands of God. Say, you're looking at a person in the hands of God. I refuse to worry about anything. I refuse to have a troubled heart. I refuse to be fearful of my circumstances. I will trust in the Lord. And not be afraid. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to make a decisive decision to trust God with all your heart. Amen. Praise God. And the last scripture. Well, let me see. Let me give you one more key. Then we'll go to the last scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4. Now, I don't have time to go over that whole lesson right there, all those scriptures right there. But the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. How many of you know sometimes when you're doing, oh, I know how. I'm doing everything you're telling me. Lord, I'm doing all I know how. Why me, Lord? Why this happened to me when I'm doing all I know how? He said, don't think it's strange. You know how you doing everything just right? You trying to love people, you walk in love, you forgiving people, you help, you doing all that, and bad things still keep happening. And you say, now wait a minute, this is strange. Why everything ain't working right? Everything was going good, and now ain't nothing working out right. He said, don't think it's strange. Concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, you're a partaker. Yes. Amen. But if you read the scriptures right before that, it talks about you ministering to other people. So, another cure for a troubled heart is start helping somebody else. Look for somebody else to be a blessing to. Get your eyes off you and say, now, Lord, who can I help? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. It says, as each of you, this is Amplified, has received a gift, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, employ it for one another, as befits good trustees of God's many-sided grace, faithful stewards of the extremely diverse powers and gifts granted to Christians by unmerited favor. Did you hear that? So he's saying, right in the middle of your trouble, God done put something in you, Wanda.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, right in the middle of your adversity,
You
was able to minister to other people out of the grace that God had put in you. You was helping other people when they should have been helping you.
That's right.
Because what you allowed God to draw on that gift, that anointing, that special endowment that he placed in you, and you begin to use it to minister to others while you was hurting.
That's right. Amen.
You talk about peace coming in. You talking about your heart being healed when you helped somebody else. How many of y'all ever helped somebody and a good feeling came in you? God designed it that way. You know, when you helped somebody, when you did something good for somebody, and you had a good feeling, and you felt good inside, God put that in you to kind of like, just to motivate you to keep doing good. And then the devil will send somebody and say, oh, you helped them? Then you start regretting you helped. Or maybe I shouldn't have helped them. Maybe I should have let them starve. I didn't know they was that bad. See, that good feeling gone now. Because somebody else told you that person used you. That's what they're supposed to do, use you. Then you ask God to use me, Lord? He used you by sending somebody else to you, to use you. Let me read this one more time. Now let it sink in this time. Let this sink in. Listen at this right here. I'm going to go back up to verse 9. Practice. Wait a minute. Let me go back to verse 8. Wait a minute. Number 7. No, number 6. No, it's all right. Let me go back to 8. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins, forgives and disregards the offenses of others. You see that? He's talking about you walking in love. That's a key to curing a troubled heart. Practice hospitality to one another, those of the household of faith. He say practice hospitality. That means practice doing good things for others. Be hospitable. Be a lover of strangers with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigners, the poor, and all others who come your way who are of Christ's body. He's talking about other brothers and sisters. And in each instance, do it ungrudgingly, cordially and graciously, without complaining, but as representing Christ. Now, you know how sometimes people say, well, I'm just sorry I got it to help you. Grudgingly. Or you do something for somebody, then you complain about it. Yeah, I'm always helping so-and-so. I better get off that one. All that joy y'all had, just let me get back. Let's keep the joy going tonight. We'll work on this other later on. You keep your joy tonight here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody say, I got joy, joy, joy. Boy, y'all went somewhere then, boy. Ooh, Lord. I should have skipped that point tonight. Do that one all in one setting. All right, go to John chapter 14. All I'm saying is, look, be hospitable. Look for opportunities to serve others. Go to John chapter 14, last scripture. Now, everybody know where I'm going. This scripture in John 3:16 is the most famous Bible scriptures in the world, I bet you. John chapter 14, verse number 1. Verse 1 says, let not, who is the subject here? You, me, you and me is the subject. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. That's your faith. You see, that's your faith right there. He said, trust in me, right? In my Father's house and many mansions were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So you can always know that no matter what happened in this life, you have a secure place you're going to. Amen. If you think, look at life and say, you know what? If I'm going through a hard place and I don't have answers, I always come back to base, to my foundation. I say, well, at least I'm saved. Amen. At least I know this. I'm saved. And if I'm saved, I'm going to go be with Jesus. So that means I win regardless of what's happening. God going to see me through this because I'm one of his own. He ain't never backed out. He say, look, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm coming back to get you. So that where I'm at, you're going to be there too. So you can hold that as a hope, an everlasting hope that you have in your soul. Hey, one day I'm going to see Jesus. I don't care how hard it get down here. I know this ain't going to be always. All right? But let's go back to verse number one. Because this is an understood subject is you and me. And if he tell you not to do something, that means you have the power to do it. You can't say, well, I just can't do that. Yeah, you can. Because he gives the grace wherever he gives a command. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Distressed, agitated. It's what the Amplified says. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on me. So you have to trust God. Begin to rely on him. And everybody, you need to say it. You need to say, Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I'm dependent on you. Lord, I'm relying on you. My faith is in you. Yeah. When you do that, and then you make a declaration, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I refuse to have a troubled heart. I may not know what to do in my situation, but I know what I'm not going to do. See, sometimes just knowing what you're not going to do is enough to get you over to the victory. I know I'm not going to worry. I know I'm not going to let fear in. I know I'm not going to stay up at night worrying about this here. I know these things. Now, I may not know what else I'm going to do, but I know what I'm not going to do. I know I'm going to trust God. I had someone ask me one time when I was in a situation that looked like it had no doors, like I was boxed in, just nowhere to go. And somebody asked me, now tell me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have nothing. You got nowhere to go. And I sat there without a troubled heart about my situation. Amen. And I said, I am going to trust God. Amen. I'm going to trust God.
Amen.
That's what you have to do.
Amen.
You have to say, Lord, I trust you. You're going to see me through this. You're going to make a way for me. You love me greatly. Amen. And you got to know that God loves you no matter what you're going through. He ain't ever going to back out on you. He's not going to back down. He's not going to let go of you. He will not relax his hold upon you. He loves you. And he's fighting for you and he's fighting with you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. I will obey this command. Jesus, you said, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. That's what I endeavor to do from this moment forward. I will not let my heart be troubled. Praise God. How many of y'all would join with me and say, Pastor Greg, I've heard the word and I'm in agreement with that. Yes. Hallelujah. All right, let's all say this together. Heavenly Father, I've heard your word. You've ministered to me so clearly. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, for the revelation that's important.